So we were holding by Shlosha Shalu Shalo Kehugan. Shnayim Heshivu Kehugan, Leachar Heshivu Shalo Kehugan. Ve'eluhen, Eliezer Eved Avraham, Vishal Ben Kish, Ve'yiftach HaGiladi. Eliezer Eved Avraham. Now there are other issues in terms of what Eliezer did that Chazal didn't love, the fact that it was like Nichush. But what was the problem? Ve'ayon Ara Asher Omari Leha Tinach Hadeich, Yachol afilu chigeres afilu suma hashivo kehugan v'nizdam lo rivka. So Rashi says he formulated it such as it could be the first woman, and that would not necessarily have been doing Yitzchak favors. Shol ben Kish techsev v'haya ha'ish asher yakenu yashrenu hamelech osher gadol. This is about Goliath. V'et bito yitain lo yachol afilu evad afilu mamzer hashivo kehugan nizdam lo David yiftach hagiladi techsev v'haya yotze asher yotze. Midalse Beisi, right, that he's going to offer it as a carbon. The Ramban thinks it mamish happened. Yachol afilu davar tame yeshivo shaloch hugan nizdam lo bita. Behind the kabbalu navel Yisrael, hatzari ein bigalad, yiftach hagiladim, rofe in sham. There was a rofe, there was Pinchas was there. And the fact that yiftach was too much a bal gaiva to go to Pinchas to be mater his nether, and Pinchas didn't swoop in, when he saw this, is to both of their discredit. Tosus quotes in the Medrash here, that Yiftach suffered the most horrible death, Mida Kenekid Mida, what he did to his daughter. He had a Misa Mishuna, whose Avarim fell off before he died. And Pinchas had a Siluk of Ruach HaKodesh. So Hatzari in Begiladim Rofein Shamachsev, Asher lo tzivisi velo dibarti velo ol saliv, Asher lo tzivisi zeh beno shel meisha melech malav, Shenemar vaykaychiz beno abichor, Asher yimloch tachta v'yalehu ola v'lo dibarti zayiftach v'lo al salibi zayitzchak ben Avram. So Rashi l'shitaso in his parish al Torah says v'alehu sham le'ola, that all you have to do is to put him there as a carbon, but it never actually says that you should shecht him v'lo al salibi. So Amar Abrachia af Knesset Yisrael shalosh lo kehugan v'kadosh baruch hu hashiva kehugan shenemar v'neida nirdefal adases hasham kishachar nachon Motzeo v'yavol k'geshem lanu. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu biti atzeros davar shepam mizbakesh pam menu mizbakesh. Matar is not always a simon bracha. It could be a simon klal on the kayets. Aval ani ayel lecha davar mizbakesh le'olam. Shenemar eyech hatal li'Yisrael. Tal is a davar mizbakesh le'olam. Ve'od shalosh shelo chukan amar lefanav ribono shel olam simeni chachosam al libecha kachosam al zeroecha. It's not a davar hanires. That's a davar which is mechusa in general. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu biti atzeros davar shepa'amim nira pa'amim enu nira aval ani elaseh lecha davar shenira la'olam shenemar hein al kapayim chakosich. This is from the Haftarah of the Shiva Dinachemta, that Hashem says, I'll put you in a place where I'll see you at all times, where you're not going to be covered up, but I'll see you. The palms of one hands are always visible. So both Rashi and Tosfos raise an interesting question. It should really be Arba Shalu Shalo Kehugan, because remember, Kalev pulled the same trick. Kalev said, whoever is going to be Lochet is Kiryas Sefer, I'm going to give him Achsa Biti Leisha. Anybody remember who ends up being the one to conquer Kiryas Sefer, little Bekiyas in Tanakh? Who it was?
Osniel Ben Kenaz.
Right. So on the basis of that, so the Rishonim answer Ben Sion, that Otniel Ben Kenaz didn't actually conquer the city, but Asher Lakachtim, yeah, go ahead. What did he do?
There are a bunch of halachos that were missed, that were forgotten.
Right.
And Osniel was able to recover them.
Right. Nishtachu b'mei Avlo Shel Moshe, v'achzir Otniel ben Kenaz mitoch papulo. So really what he was saying, to be lochei the Kiryas Sefer, was the ultimate she'ela kehugan, because it...
Who's the biggest tamecha?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Right. All right. So ain't sholin esa gisham. Misavruah she'ela v'azkar chada milsi man tana merava... Rabbi Yeshia, Damar Mishas HaNechaso, right, that was in the Braisa, that we don't pass in that way, but that was one version of Rabbi Yeshua, that he only started to be Mazkir, Givurus Geshamim, basically at the end of the holiday. So Amar Le'Abaya, if he was same Rabbi Lazar, She'elu L'chud V'Azkar L'chud, they don't have to start simultaneously. Vika Da'amri, Le'ma, Rabbi Yeshua, he, Damar Mishas HaNechas HaLulav, Amar Rava, if he was same Rabbi Lazar, She'elu L'chud V'Azkar L'chud. Rashi doesn't think that's a proper Kirsa. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer over lifnei ateva. So Rabbi Yehuda again was the one who explained that there's a twist in Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So we're mechalik between Shachris and Musaf. So Uriminiyad Masai Sholim and Sagishamim. What about the back end? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyavor HaPesach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyavor Nisan, Rabbi Chista L'Kasha, Kan Lishol Kan L'Hazger. So he says, well, maybe one of them is to actually ask for the rain, but you should continue to be Mazger Gevuros, just like you start Gevuros Geshamim before Sheila, so maybe you could extend it beyond. So Mishol Shal V'Azil L'Hazger. So be Abdif Arishan Pasik, that already stopped. Amarula hadar of chista kasha kechometz shinayim uchashan leinayim uma b'makom sheno shoel maskir. I don't understand. If you think that what's going on here is that the sheila will go on beyond being maskir gevuros kishamim, it's like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. Because if you have to start being maskir prior to being shoel. Because, as I explained, I think it's based on the halacha. Yishal asrachav. So my makom sheno shoal maskir, makom sheshoal and udin she maskir. At the very least, ela amarula trei tanaya libe de Rabbi Yehuda. So it can't be that there's a tradition that you could actually say v'sein talu matu devracha after you stop saying mashiv haruach umar degashem. So Rabbi Yosef Amar. My ad sheyavor Pesach ad sheyavor sheyach tzibur rishon hayored biyamtif rishon shal Pesach. What we mean is simultaneously. So Amar le'abaye sheila biyamtif mika, but I don't understand because by definition it means the last time you would say v'sein talu matzav racha would have been by erev Pesach. So Amar le, no, in shoel meturgeman that even if you're not going to have the regular amida to say v'sein talu matzav racha, there could be a brief drasha that day. Asking for Gishamim, and the Meturgeman would present it to the Kahal. V'chi Meturgeman Shoal Davar Shenu Tzarech Letzibur Al Mechuv Atar Kedu Ula. So rather, it must be like Ula that the Sheila is going to cease prior to Yom Tov Rishon. So Rabbi Amar Mayad Sheyavor Pesach Ad Sheyavor Zman Shchitas Karban Pesach. Right, that would make sense. So that would be by Mincha. Of erev Yom Tov, chilaso kein sofa. Mat chilaso masker avol pi sheino shoal. Av sofer, you go one day extra. Masker avol pi sheino shoal. So Amar le Abaye, bishlam at chilaso masker has karanami ritzoy sheila hi. Well, the sofa my ritzoy sheila ika. Ela mechuvita kedeula. So rather than say we stop one day early, and let's say we skip by mincha of erev Pesach, I'm saying we say talu matle racha. Why don't we just say it comes simultaneously? That just as you stop saying Mashiv Aruach Umar Degeshem after Shacharis on Pesach, so too you stop with a Sheila at that point as well. So Amar Basi Amar Yochanan Alacha Kirab Yehuda. So Amar Bzeir Lar Basi Umiyam Rab Yochanan Hachiv Etan Bishloshim Marachashon Sholin Esagishamim. That actually we have the Sheila Sagishamim. Starting with the third of Cheshvan, Rabbi Gamliel Amar B'Shiva Bo, Amar Lazar Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel. So Amar Le'ei Gavra Gavra Karamis. Right? You're not asking against Rabbi Yehuda, right? These are other shitos in the Tanaim. So Yivai Seimelo Kan Kan L'Shol Kan L'Haskir. Again, we were only talking about Sheila here. We weren't talking about being Maskir Gevuros Geshamim. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Makom Sheshol Maskir Ha'u L'Hafsaka Itmar. That's only on the back end, but on the front end, everybody's going to agree that you have to be Maskir for some point. Prior to being shoel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan hischel haskir maschel l'shol pasuk b'lishol pasuk b'lhaskir lokasha halan v'halahu. So according to that tradition, that it's always simultaneous maskir and gevuros geshamim with a sheila on the front end and the back end. So maybe the chiluk is bavel neres Yisrael. Ma'ishna l'didan de'islan peri b'dabra. Then maybe we'll hold off in terms of being maskir gevuros geshamim in bavel. Because we still don't want it to rain for some time, because we have our parents out in the field or in Eretz Yisrael, they had Chag HaAsif already on Sukkot. So, the Dunami is Lahu Ole Regalim. They have to allow the Ole Regalim to come back home. Kamer B'Yochanan Bizman, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So, you'd have to say that the only time you should start, earlier is Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, because there are no Ole Regalim. So, Hashda Asis Lahachi. So once you have that, Hava Halatid Huv Lokasha, Kan Bisman Shabesa Mikdash Kayam, Kan Bisman Shain Beza Mikdash Kayam. So once you have the chiluk between the Ole Regalim having to return home safely and the Ole Regalim not having to return home safely because there's no Beis HaMikdash, so why do you need Bavel and Eretz Yisrael at all? V'anan de Islan Treyomi Hechi Avdinam. So what are we going to do if you have 2 days of Yom Tov Ha'achron in Golos. I just wanted to, before we get into this piece of the discussion, I just wanted to point out one thing, which I thought was very interesting here. It occurred to me for the first time today, in reflecting on this halacha. So again, the suggestion of the Gemara that for the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, there'd be good reason to delay, at the very least, She'elas HaGishamim, if not Haskaras Gevuros Gishamim, for 2 weeks. That's how you get to Zion of Mar Cheshvan, to give the Olei Regalim a chance to get back, is really interesting. So you'd say, what do we care about the Olei Regalim getting back home? We need them to get there to do the mitzvah, but let them get home, let them get stuck in the mud. Who cares? So this, I think, is also reflected in other halachos. So for example, right, the Gemara in Erevin talks about the people who go to battle on the Sfar. So they're allowed to violate all the dinim of Shabbos because it's pikuach nefesh. And Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to a certain extent also. So we say that they're actually allowed to come back from the battle even after the battle is over. They're allowed to come back from the battle because we're afraid that maybe they're not going to defend Klal Yisrael next time if they have to sit all day at the border. That's the basis of the heter that Rav Moshe gave the doctors to come home from the hospital. So here I think you see a similar phenomenon, right? That what we're saying is that why do we care if they get home? There's no mitzvah of going home. But maybe we're concerned that they're not going to come back next year. Maybe Ola the Regel now. Remember last year we got stuck in the mud for 2 months. We didn't get home till Hanukkah. So I think that could be another raya for this basic idea that we're always concerned about the back end of the mitzvah because we don't know what's going to be on the front end. So Rav is a pretty strange suggestion. So Rav, who started off as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, then he moved to Chutz Laretz, as you know, Samar Rav, Maschal B'Musafin, so what we call Shmini Atzeres. So you start saying Mashiach Ruach Merda Gashem, by Mincha, Mairiv, Shachris, you stop, and then you start again with Musa the next day. So Shmuel says to him, what? Poku v'amulei la'aba, go tell Rav, achar shasiso kodesh taseu chol. It's like a reminiscent of the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, right? The woman who gave birth is still pregnant. You're going to start saying gvuros kishamim, it's yom tov ha'achron, and you're going to make it into a day of chol. So Elamar Shmuel, maschal b'musafin u'b'mincha. So he says, that whole day, you can't disrespect. Once you start a new day, posek, arvis, u'shachas, u'chozer, maschal b'musafin. So Rava said to Shmuel, come on. What kind of games are you playing here? Rav Amar, kevan sheyeskal shuvin u'posek. V'chen Rav Sheshes, kevan sheyeskal shuvin u'posek. And you know what? Rav himself was chozer on the Nakuda. V'af Rav hadar bay, dam Rav Chanan alam Rav, mona esrim ve'achad yom, kiderach shamona asara yom, mir shashana yom ha'kipurim, u'maschil, v'kevan sheyeskal shuvin u'posek, v'hilchasa kevan sheyeskal shuvin u'posek. Once you start saying mashvira chomor ha'gashem, you don't stop by mincha that day, you don't stop simchas Torah. Once you say mashvira chomor ha'gashem, so you carry that all the way through. The Balei Tosfos say that is the way that we paskin. So in the end of the day, it did end up being, as you all know, that there is a difference in terms of She'elas Gishamim for B'nai Eretz Yisrael and the B'nai HaGola, in terms of Zion Mar Cheshvan versus December 4th for us, and December 5th, depending on the year. So that distinction in the Gemara, even though it didn't last very long in the Gemara, that distinction does have some resonance in terms of halacha lemaisa, but the Gemara concludes that yes, it's true that le'inyan hafsaka they can basically end simultaneously kedu'ula, but that le'inyan haschala you need the ritzui. And again, I think it's based on the fundamental halacha of la'olam misale adam shvacho shomakom ve'acher kach shoel as tzirachav. Eitan, go ahead.
Why do we base the She'ela on the Gentile or the secular calendar?